This is episode 1156. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm so honored you are here getting ready to meditate, showing up for yourself, and you are worth it. So in today's episode, you're going to be guided in the final meditation technique for this week's series we've been exploring on how to snap out of a bad mood. Throughout this series, you've discovered different techniques, insight, inspiration. A few challenges were issued to you, and I hope you came up with a recipe to help you snap out of your own bad mood. I hope there were some ingredients in this week's series that will help you out when you start to notice yourself shifting into a bad mood. And I want to congratulate you. If you've been with me throughout this entire series, you are pretty awesome. And if you're just joining us, no worries, because you can go back and listen to the previous episodes, or you can simply do the technique I'm going to share with you right now. So as we've explored what seems to work as you shift out of a bad mood, consider also what didn't work so well. And when you do this, you're able to honor your full experience. And just remember, this is information and awareness that you can use as you sit down to meditate in your meditation space or as you go about your day. I hope you take these techniques with you off your meditation cushion and into your life, because the techniques can be used right in the midst of your worst mood. As somebody's getting ready to zap your energy, or someone cut you off in traffic, or whatever may be triggering your bad mood. So the technique for today is to consider what worked well for you this week. And I encourage you to track your meditations. You can do this in a journal. You could open up your Evernote. There are even apps out there. I'm sure I'll have to rummage around and look through some different applications that you might be able to use to track how you feel as you use different meditation techniques. But if you could simply write down in a journal, or like I said, in your Evernote, and notice what's working well for you. Notice the time of day. Notice where you were, who you were with, what you were wearing, how you were standing, how was your posture, what was the expression like on your face. Recapture the moment as vividly as you possibly can. And when you do this, you will notice clues as you glance back over your day or over your week. And this is especially useful if you're really focused on a particular topic or quality you want to change in your life. You don't have to do this for everything, every day of your life, although I think it would be a great contribution to your quality of life if you did this. But if you simply tracked your thoughts, maybe negative thoughts or your bad mood, and also what lifts you up into a good mood, and how you feel throughout the day, this can leave clues for you that can make all the difference in how you live your life. So when you settle yourself in, go back through your week those highlights that stand out, your big wins. What seemed to work well? Maybe you did a breathing technique and that did the trick for you. Or maybe you took a walk in nature and that calmed you down and shifted your mood. Notice what worked best for you this week. And then notice where you feel you still need a little more support. And think about what kind of support that might be. Do you spend a lot of time with someone that doesn't bring out the best in you? How could you navigate this person to where you're just not spending so much time? Or when you are with the person, what are some techniques you could do to keep your mood uplifted? Maybe it's just hard for you to get out of bed in the morning. So how could you set yourself up for success? And we explored that in previous episodes. So think of your big wins and where you still need a little support. And keep with this. Keep improving, building your awareness. And I want to share with you, as you do your own reflection, what the experts say are the best ways to shift you out of a bad mood. Now, I shared with you throughout the week ways that you may not have considered before. What I'm sharing with you now are ways that you probably already know about, but I'll share them with you anyways because I want to celebrate you on your final day of this series, Snap Out of a Bad Mood. There may be something you hear that triggers you to try it. So the experts say, and this is from reading through many studies on the best ways to uplift your mood and to pull yourself out of a depression. And first and foremost, most research showed walking in nature or walking, getting outside, moving your body. And if it can be in a serene surrounding, that's extra bonus points for you. The other thing was talking to someone. Another way was writing in a journal, watching a funny movie or reading a funny book. Focusing on a passion of yours. Creating a plan to do something in the near future that you'll look forward to. Exercising your body. Taking some time to sit down and meditate. These are some of the most prominent ways I noticed that research reveals you can shift out of a bad mood. So now, go ahead and focus on what worked well for you this week as you managed a bad mood and where you still need a little support and where that support might come from. Now, I've mentioned I have a new app coming out soon, as well as herbal subscription tea boxes. So the herbs I mention each week, you could subscribe to receive those herbs very soon. Now, I do have the subscription membership site, and you automatically be transferred over to the app when you join that. And when you do join it, you can try it for 2 weeks free, and you get access to over 1,000 guided meditations, as well as this daily guided meditation for half an hour. And you can also break off at about the 15-minute point if you want to. And you get a journal for each week. So this week's journal is a bad mood journal, and you get a guide with all the different techniques organized nicely for you, as well as a private Facebook group. That's a lot to say, but it's there for you if you want to go a little deeper with meditation. But remember, the most important thing is what you're doing right now. You are here. You are getting ready to do the technique, reflecting on your week. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.